How Does It Feel Out on the Ice? Written and read by Waldo. Fandom, Torchwood. Pairing, Jack Yanto. Rating, NC-17. Summary. Yanto complained, "Just for the record, they just announced that it's officially 9 below 0. Gwen hiked a thumb at Jack. "That's what you have him for." Written for, Porn Battle 5. So Gwen had finally gotten her way and convinced Jack to go to a rugby game. Well, in truth, he'd lost a bet. Jack, in turn, ordered the rest of the team to go. After all, he had no plans to suffer through it alone. "It's February, and you want to sit outside all day to watch grown men beat the crap out of each other over a ball that isn't even round," Jack complained as he found his gloves, put a scarf under his greatcoat, and grabbed a fleece throw. "Yes, and we're playing Scotland, so get your arse in gear," Gwen answered. Yanto came down from the conference room, his coat zipped up to his chin. "Just for the record, they've just announced that it's officially 9 below 0. Gwen hiked a thumb at Jack. "That's what you have him for." Jack tossed Yanto a wicked grin. When Tosh and Owen were suitably attired, they let Gwen lead them out to the SUV. Once inside the stadium, Owen complained loudly that their seats were in the wind and out of the sun. Jack told him to shut up or leave. "We're here, so we might as well make the best of it," he'd finally decided. By 10 minutes into the first half, most of the Torchwood team had stopped watching the game in favor of watching Gwen making a fool of herself, yelling at the players, the referees, and the fans alike. Just as she'd come up with yet another colorful euphemism for moron when she didn't like a call, Jack leaned over to say something to Yanto and noticed that he was shivering and his lips were blue. "Hey, come here." Jack unbuttoned his coat and slid back on the bleacher to make space between his legs. Yanto gave him a skeptical look. "Come on, you're freezing your ass off." Jack patted the bench. Giving in to the logic of the situation, Yanto moved over and sat between Jack's legs. Jack pulled the fleece throw from around his shoulders and draped it over Yanto. Within a few minutes, the added heat of Jack at his back and Jack's coat and blanket wrapped around them both, Yanto conceded that Jack had had a very good idea. Jack rested his chin on Yanto's shoulder as they watched the game and Gwen in turns. "Hey, Jack!" Yanto squeaked as Jack's cold fingers slid against Yanto's stomach under his shirts. "My hands are cold," Jack said with a wicked grin and a quick kiss to Yanto's ear. Yanto glared but didn't demand that Jack moved his hands. Gwen had moved on to insulting the ref's parentage when Yanto felt Jack slide his hands down his abdomen until his fingers were in the waistband of Yanto's denims and underwear. Yanto turned around and shot Jack a dirty look. Jack gave him a lecherous grin, and again, Yanto couldn't find it in himself to tell Jack to keep his hands to himself. "I bet I could get you off right here and no one would know," Jack whispered in his ear. Yanto's head snapped around so fast that Tosh looked over to see what was wrong, effectively cutting off whatever reply Yanto might have had. Jack was good for the next 6 minutes or so, but grew bored again as they waited for an injured player to be removed from the field. He slid one hand out of Yanto's clothes and very, very slowly lowered Yanto's zipper, almost as if he were daring Yanto to stop him. Yanto shifted and squirmed as Jack gently traced his cock through his cotton briefs with one fingertip. "You aren't telling me to stop." "Would it do any good?" Yanto asked under his breath, hoping no one else was paying attention to them. "I'd never force you to do anything you didn't want to. All you have to do is tell me to stop." Jack nipped Yanto's earlobe. Yanto sighed. "Do you want me to stop?" Yanto wasn't sure. He was getting plenty warm from being felt up like that in public. But at the same time, if Jack took this too far... "You're enjoying this," Jack laughed. "You do have a kinky side. Excellent." Yanto flushed, then rallied. "Right now I'm willing to entertain any ideas that keep my blood moving. This is ridiculous weather to be watching sport." Jack wormed a finger under the side elastic of Yanto's pants, stroking his balls gently. "Whatever you have to tell yourself, Yanto, I know the truth. And when we get back to the hub, I'm going to take shameless advantage of that knowledge." Yanto groaned. As if this bloody game wasn't taking too long to end as it was.